Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5. And that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single. The delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hinda, Varimi, Ni, what's going on? What's going on? Welcome to the fucking good life, man.
Somebody got it all this morning.
Low shitting or not, you keep getting it.
Lunana,
come on. Keep it flowing like the water. Am I the only one who's going to say that, guys?
I don't
know.
I don't.
No, I had an actual incident. There was we had a discussion with the girls where big dicks are not right. Like, they're not right. Wombs were moving because they had sex with the wrong dick. So I can't say that, sorry.
What's that got to do with
water?
Because the flow of the movement ends with water coming out.
Wow.
I know. We take it there. Don't worry.
Wow.
I'm the ghost today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. If you just tuned in, is this podcasting cheese?
What do you mean if you just tuned in?
Like, woo, 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 woo.
Like, you would have started with the whole
thing. I think you guys would miss that.
Yo.
I'm going back to my TV days.
Oh.
Yeah.
TV or radio days?
Both.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Sharp.
But anyway, if you're wondering whose voice that was, that's our guest lady for the night. How are you, ghost lady?
I'm very well.
Guest
thinking.
Ghost lady.
Yeah, guest. Yeah. Ooh, landing. Yes. Ooh, almost number one.
And she told us categorically that Kichagile.
Ah.
It's a visit.
Yeah, I know you're like, way too busy, eh?
And no, I'm not way too busy. I make time for important things.
Oh.
And this was important.
So for now, you guys qualify. Y'all made it.
Maybe she didn't have power, so she decided I fuck
well,
it.
Half a land. Listen, listen. I got booked till the 6th of December, so I'll make time because
wow.
I enjoy this. I really do. I literally tune in every time.
How did you first find out about the podcast?
I was drunk and high.
Wow.
And then you asked me, like, what do you want me to say?
After all we've done. We were stumbled upon because somebody was drunk and high.
And then the universe said to me, check this, you know, out. And then there's some parts where you guys were fumbling and I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
But then you guys were funny. Like, Len, you like being serious, like my ex-boyfriend. Mm. And then, you know, Mac, you like a little bit like my new interest. So it was like, oh.
So you're a complete package, Miss.
The both of you together, you mean?
I heard a little birdie told me that you're going on a date after this tonight.
Keep my mouth open, I thought you guys didn't know me.
We also Google you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like you Googled us.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to eat food with another person who happens to be male.
Oh.
Who's the lucky male?
I'm going to say his name.
Yeah.
I'm a ghost, nigga. No. Get with the program. Podcast and chill with it.
Are you excited for it?
A little bit, yeah.
Why is that?
Because I need a happy ending. Like at the right time. Because it hasn't been dry, but...
It's been dark.
Fuck you. That just came out. I do not swear. Whoever recognizes my voice.
For the past 3 days, it's been dark though.
It has been dark. There was load shedding. So I've had a few weeks of load shedding.
Yeah.
And it would be nice to get stimulated and get moist.
So you want some Eskom in your life?
I'd like some power, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
But the right size. Because I was talking about big dicks earlier and they haven't done some good. You know, they've damaged a few women. I feel for you girls out there.
Biggest dick you've ever seen?
What is that supposed to mean?
What's the biggest dick you've ever seen?
Like, okay.
Do you measure?
Do I have to measure? Yeah. My hands are like Boma 15 centimeters.
Have you seen a dick as big as my arm?
Just under.
Wow. That's massive.
I actually thought they messed with it. Like, I was just like, what the fuck is that? You know? And then the guy was like, no, you can be in control. I was like, never. There's no control there. There's just damage. Like, why would I even get on it?
Yeah.
Like, even the blowjob was work. Like, no gotta kehama. Like, oh my God. It was like, guys, leave your dicks. Guys, we're thinking, yo.
It was work, but it's better than having no job, right?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
But anyway,
then.
Don't,
you smart pants. I heard that at every angle. I have a job. But I don't. Yeah, yeah. I know. Mm. But I mean, you know, there is better jobs to have. You can't have. Girls, don't go for it.
Where do you girls learn to give a blowjob?
Like, on the internet.
On Pornhub.
Oh, girls. Oh, no. We talk.
Oh.
We talk. Yeah,
With seminars and shit?
Dude, we even measure your dicks. Like, I know a lot about you guys already. Ah, Munna. Like, this is life. Did I not tell you about you, Megan? Munna. Lenny, please, sports guy. I used to work for Keso Cheese. I even know Bobby. Bobby Nanchella. So, ah, can I'm the ghost. Woo woo. Woo woo.
That's on Bobby.
Yeah. Nanchella. But that was back then. No. I used. Yo, kinda, there's stuff on the internet, guys. We can't say things. Yeah. I'm a ghost. Whoa.
Yeah.
I used to work for Keso Chief. That's it. That's my thing, yeah. Len. What?
No, nothing.
I can see your eyes are filled with conversation.
Next is wrong.
Yeah, so you're talking about the blowjob seminars, yeah?
Yeah. So basically, we get together as girls. We have like wine nights. Maybe we'll like girls' nights. And then we say, oh my God, girls, you have to try this out. And then we elaborate on the mechanisms, how you obviously either kneel or you're on the side, which parts get tired when you're maneuvering. You know, if it's too much work on the arms, use your mouth. If it's too big, don't do it because you'll gag. And if you've been out, then you'll throw up.
And do you swallow?
Me personally? Wow. I feel exposed. Depending on the situation.
Strawberries and pineapple.
No, please. Guys, your cum does not taste like strawberries and fucking pineapple. It tastes like medicine. Like fucking medicine. Like that shit is like... You eat rainyan if you let the end. And all across. Whether you're Shangani, Pedi, Tswana, all nations have an aftertaste.
So you swallow, it depends on who it is.
Yeah.
If you like the guy,
if they cuddle.
Hey, I'm learning, yes.
Learn the learner.
Anyway, hey, by the way, welcome to Podcast and Chill. We are here. We are back. Sorry. Can we please start the podcast now?
In case you missed it.
Oh, my goodness. Can I tell you guys a story?
Yeah.
Len, please don't interrupt me. Because I want to tell the whole story.
Oh,
I
wow.
No, but I'm looking at...
I know when I start talking, you
okay,
interrupt
children,
me.
Okay, let's go.
So I almost died this past weekend, guys.
Dude, what happened?
I was trying to be a steering.
For who?
My woman. So my woman got a new car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she had a problem with it.
Mm.
So there I am thinking I'm a steering.
Hero.
Well. So I go open up the bonnet.
Mm.
And I opened the radiator.
Oh, wow. Obviously.
The water. Fucking.
And it's hot.
Yeah, it's fucking hot. It was all over my face. This whole side.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you can see, but my lip is a bit like, it's still burnt a little bit.
I thought you had an issue. But my happy singer, Nayana. But I mean, you know, you don't say.
So I was burnt this whole side, and the whole day I had ice, and I hoed some Vicks and whatever, but it doesn't look so bad. But yeah, this whole side was burnt.
What do you mean doesn't look so bad?
Well, my face is not like peeling.
Oh,
and stuff.
At least it's better.
Though. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a fucking rookie mistake.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody knows when you have a car, you don't open your radiator.
Even I know.
You know what I mean? I don't know what was going through my head, but yeah, I just opened it. Fucking hell, I ran, eh?
To where?
That didn't look like a hero mode.
No, but where did you run to?
No, I couldn't resist my garage.
Away,
so
Len.
The garden.
To do what?
Dude, the water's fucking, my face is burning. What do you mean? I'm standing there.
Yeah. Okay. Ah, Ellen.
No, I'm not saying stand there. I just don't get the notion of why you ran.
Dude, I opened that thing. You the water was like,
so you
first could've... reaction was to run away from
the situation. No, wait, we're thinking, remember we ran.
Exactly.
Then we'll
I'm just
going
to move away.
Okay. Because
it's hot.
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, when it comes out, it's steaming. Dude.
I know.
It has steam.
That shit
fucking
kills people.
Everywhere.
So yeah. There's a reason why I've never gotten into that situation because I know you don't just willy-nilly go and open a radiator and, you know.
Oh, you should have got a tutorial from Len on Len's YouTube page.
So I run back, man. And the first thing I say is, how's my face? Because if it's fucked, I can't do the podcast.
No, we would have just treated you like Harvey Dent. Half of your face gone.
I wasn't worried about my life. I'm thinking about the podcast now.
Yeah. Yeah, because the babes.
You know what I mean? My mommy game would be fucked.
Earring face, my mommy.
Yeah, but it's fucking crazy.
A skis, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
But that shit is dangerous, man.
That is fucking dangerous. Yo. Like,
so
I mean,
if you're watching this, you probably are, because that's why you're going to hear what we're going to say. Do not open your radiator.
I don't know why I did that.
But not everybody knows where it is. That's the problem. Because I used to actually work in a workshop. I used to get a lot of clients.
Mm. Where haven't you worked, Ghost Lady? You've got to have been working everywhere.
No, Nick's not like turn and not many Japan and little bit Rick.
Hey!
How was your weekend, then?
Yeah.
Apart from the load shedding, how did the load shedding affect you? It's been fucked up, eh?
Actually, it didn't.
What?
Because Friday I was in Brum. Saturday.
What? There's no load shedding in Brum.
I don't know, but we were drinking.
Mm.
And no Holland music, so. Mm. And there's students everywhere. Okay, that was. And then I went to Parkhurst, the later hours. So I was like, douche, douche. Is it EDM or UDM? What's that music?
UDM.
Oh my God. Well.
It's EDM.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So I was like, oot, oot. And then I ended up in a news cafe, like.
Which one?
In Woodmead.
Oh.
Oh my God, the DJ was like off the charts. Like his last little set before like 2 o'clock was, there was like some movement. Or maybe I was just drunk. Yeah. But whatever it was, How do you know? Do you get drunk and like feel the music that way? The way I do?
Yeah.
In your cook.
Music does that. In my cook.
Yeah, do you have a cook? You should have one.
What's that?
Oh, hi, Lynn.
Show him the cook.
I must show the cook. Yeah, ne. Len, what do you want? What is? What is hello? That's why I brought a wig. He knows what the cook can do.
And then did you go to the... Hey, today's the roast of Len.
Oh, I'm sorry, Len. You know, I got mad love for you, man. I loved you even with a bandage on your face. That's real love.
Yeah.
What one?
Did you go to the AKA orchestra?
Ah, no, I didn't make it. Yeah. I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue.
Mm.
Don't I sound tired?
Not at all. Far from
Not at all.
Far from it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And you, Len, did you go to the orchestra?
Yeah.
I was outside.
Why were you outside?
Yeah.
Because I was picking up somebody.
Yes. For the whole concert. No more pick up.
No. Yeah. Towards the end of the concert.
Let them run the story.
I was picking up somebody. I was outside the concert and like, you know.
Linda, you didn't make it. Just say so.
No, I didn't go. I had no interest in going.
Yeah, Mara, don't say you were outside the concert.
Yeah, I was outside Times Square.
Oh, wow, it's again. Mm.
Time, sun, they both tell time. But like, yeah, I was there parked outside and I just saw a whole lot of drunk youngsters.
Look at that face. Mm. Like he doesn't get drunk. Mm. I just say, where the hell is it drunk?
Malume
was waiting for the kids.
Yeah, you know. So I was like, this is irritating, man. Because they were loud and they were acting belligerent. And
oh, belligerent. You know, we need that Willy's water right now. Change up the game. Belligerent.
I don't drink Willy's water.
Oh.
Why not?
I just don't.
Yeah.
Not really, no. I just drink like normal water. Yeah.
Yeah, go boom boom.
And wine.
Yeah, go boom boom.
Yeah.
With the fluoride that we were told that this damages the third eye.
No, so oh shit! Look, you're giving me alcohol.
Oh, we live to share. Oh. That's so cool. You know what, MacGyver? God has a space for you in heaven.
Yeah, you know.
Because Len needed it, and I could see him. He needed it, and you were there.
You know.
So never take that for like. So it's amazing.
Yeah, nah. We understand. But yeah, I don't. I drink tap water, but I boil it.
Oh yeah, yes. That's good stuff.
And then I put it in the fridge.
Yeah, that's.
But not thing. When it's like hot, like MacGyver hot.
Oh, touchback on radiator.
So.
In case you didn't know,
I should have told you guys that story.
Oh, hot, man. Go hot.
Should have taken it to the grave, man.
So, yeah. And it's water. That's why I don't drink
water.
I had
like 4 tickets for the AK thing, and then I gave them to my girl. So she went with her girls.
That's
cool. Quite deep.
I'd never, I would never picture you as a romantic type.
No, I was just like.
That's amazing.
But you know what I think was cool with that thing, right? With the concert, because I checked out a lot of reviews about it. It was a proper production. Mm-hmm. The lineup that he had was proper. Big ups to Kez for setting the bar high, and AKA also
when I spoke to my girl, she said the total opposite. She said it was trash.
Oh,
number one, because they expected an orchestra, you couldn't hear the orchestra.
Oh snap!
So she was like, AKA saw them dreams. And on top of that, apparently, according to her, this is not because I didn't go.
Yeah.
According to her, he didn't perform like most of the big songs that people were expecting.
Oh, no.
But the lineup was still cool.
And then I see you. Yo.
You could hear from outside.
You know what I mean? While he was parked there waiting, he was the lineup was still cool.
I was looking at the pics. Zintle was on the lineup as well, ne?
No.
Lineup. Yeah. Anyway, she didn't perform. I said she was on the lineup.
Yeah.
Not God was there.
Hey, wait, let's decipher what you were saying. What does that mean?
She's a DJ.
Okay.
So DJs are usually on lineups.
Oh, really? But they never perform.
She was on a different lineup.
I'm sorry. Just saying.
Yeah, this guest coast lady is an entire mood.
A movement by herself. Shit, now I lost my trail of thought.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I was saying Zintle was on a different lineup, but she was there. My fave was there.
My fave?
Who's his fave? Shoma, I've been watching podcasts and
Shoma,
that's what you favor.
Shoma Josie. Oh. I like Shoma Josie. I love Shoma Josie.
I would definitely do
I hit them up, her management, to try interview her.
Barring, she's busy until the 6th of December.
No worry, I must.
Hey, mama, man, I did. Hey, not the code. Say, I'm getting notes.
I'm asking, though.
Wait, Nana.
Hey, no. Part of this episode, I have to pay attention. Eh?
Yeah. You got to be paying your attention.
Let me sit up properly.
Yeah, sit up because it's getting heated up in here. Yeah, and your radiator.
It's not that hot, dog. It's not that hot. You don't need to run anywhere here. Chill. You safe. You was in a safe space.
Oh my god.
I don't need to bolt.
Nah.
This is so awesome, guys.
So you were saying.
Yeah.
About.
You were talking about Shoma Josie and her management.
Yeah.
Oh, the I must get at least 100,000 subscribers before I can do an interview.
Oh, damn. Not La Ficha's cover.
Not La Ficha. Record 6,000.
7.
Do you have no faith?
No, we work it to the nearest 10. So, like,
no, I think 6. We need to change 8. The language. Like, when I first saw this, you guys were at 100. Like, I kid you not. And I was like, aww, this is so cute. But I was like, let me subscribe, kiss support. The one.
So you're down. You were watching before the celebs.
I'm an avid. It's Koalen. Wow. An avid. Wow. Mr. Economics, an avid. Like, I am the diehard.
Hey, those were dark times, eh? When we
are literally. I remember. I even know how Len and I thought about it. She was for the whole. Eh? Not
I was the new name.
Ingrown hair or something. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. Some white disease. But anyway.
It is not a disease.
Don't worry, man. We like
so
you.
So Shoma Josie wants 100,000.
Yeah, 100,000. And then, oh yeah, a lot of people have been asking me to interview Mo Flavor. And I keep telling them.
Oh, fuck. I've got a story about him, eh?
Tell us.
Okay, so the one time, it was my cousin's birthday, eh? And I drank this vodka. Okay. So I went to his party. We went to Rosebank. And I'm drunk. We had a bottle of Absolut. So I had a bottle of, like half a bottle.
How long ago is this?
No, it'll say timelines. Let's rather let. So, we'll see you later, Meg. So anyway, I'm feeling drunk and I'm like, whatever. I hate my boyfriend at the time. So I'm like, I look at him and he's playing there and I'm like, I'd like to fuck you. So we lock eyes, we do our thing. I'm in his car on the way. We fuck. But the shit isn't memorable. Like, it was fucking horrible.
Wow, it had no flavor.
All I remember is me being naked. The rest I don't fucking remember. So in the morning, I'm like, you know, his friends are there. I think they took me to some like shack house where they fuck girls or I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, listen, trap house, get out. This is a dog story.
You know they call it trap house.
Don't make a face because you're making me feel dirty. But anyway,
I'm reading tweets in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about me.
Oh wow. Yeah. So anyway, I basically the guys are like, hey, you look like you know you didn't have enough. I'm like, yeah, I didn't have enough.
Mm.
So Mo is there. We have a second round.
Mm.
Still no joy.
Wow.
So anyway, it's over. We're done with it.
Mm.
I see this guy later at Taboo with my man. The guy says to my man, I fucked her.
Oh, my goodness, he's lying.
I kid you not, I was so fucking pissed.
What a bitch ass nigga.
What a fucking bitch. I was so pissed. Until today, I'm like, what the fuck, bruh?
What?
Like, I don't even, like, we fucked. That's it. One time. Well, yeah. Twice. And we still didn't get no fucking glory.
Yeah.
But, like, anyway, that's my story.
Wow. And what did you
And then I still see him, like, I see him at, like, a media event. And we are like, anyway, I can't say what we're doing.
Yeah.
But we're at a media event and I'm like, and then we're not.
And then?
And he's like, no. Because my guy was like a director at the time.
Mm.
So he's like, no, it was work related. I had to be honest with my guy.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, really? Dick love. Shit.
Is it such a fucking thing as dick love?
Bro fucking love. Fuck your niggas and your fucking bro love.
What did your boyfriend do?
What am I drinking?
My boyfriend was insecure for a while.
Yeah.
Do you fuck everybody now? I can say like later Liang.
Yeah.
So I was like,
Boma.
Oh, Lin. Okay, you're the special one, Lin.
Of course
so
I am.
So basically you were expecting more flavor, but
there was no flavor. It was so bland.
Oh.
I had to report it.
Yeah.
Till today I feel very confident saying it.
Was he the one with the big dick?
No, he had no dick at all.
Oh shit! Yo! Damn it!
I think there's a mosquito in my drink.
Because I told you I'm delicious. They want me.
So you never go back?
To Mo?
Mm.
By his government name. I say no.
Mm.
Yeah, no.
What is in this drink?
Mm.
Why?
He's trying to distract us.
Oh, come on. Is he your friend? Your best friend down. What, Len?
I just want to know
you share
what's
dick
in my...
sizes? What?
I
tell
just
us.
Want to know what's in my drink.
Anyway, now.
Which other celebrities have you smashed?
Oh, shit.
Mm.
Can I'm a ghost, ne?
Yeah, you're a ghost.
How ghostly am I?
Very like, ghost.
Very. At this point, very.
Trust Lynn to wake up at this time.
I'm just adding my 2 cents worth.
Yeah?
Mm.
I don't know. I don't.
And nobody watches this anyway, so you find.
Nigga, please. If I found it, I know my people will find it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I should say anything. The thing is, I went to art school, so I know, you know, a lot of.
Have you done? Have you smashed any rappers?
Yeah.
Which rapper?
I get a little really.
You're a ghost. No one's gonna know. No one's gonna know.
Yeah, but my voice is so sexy that when I come
and it's tired. I guess.
You can talk about more, but not.
It's tired.
That's what you said. You are kind of getting chemically fatigued. Or what did you say?
So because some doctor who's Jewish somewhere told me that I have chronic fatigue,
Let's try guess who this rapper is.
Can we just move on?
Does he have a big song?
Anyway, so. Let's just leave it as is.
Have you done sportsmen? Mm. Soccer players? See.
How do we get there?
Because between them, rappers and DJs, they always like moving up and down the charts.
I don't know.
Because I think...
I happen to have a blessed life in the last 5-6 years, so... I was exploring my sexuality.
Yeah,
so.
And kudos to you.
Kudos to you.
Yeah,
big ups.
Big ups.
Yeah, yeah,
round of applause, man.
I'll drink to that.
Okay.
Well, I was going to drink anyway, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
so you've done soccer players?
Yeah.
Which
How many?
I was so excited to be here. I didn't think it was the investigation channel. I was going to podcast and chill.
We are chilling.
And I thought there was going to be some chill, but like, I feel hot. In places that I didn't know were there, like.
Okay, where's my phone? Let me see what I wanted to talk about.
Are you hotter? Yeah. Are you feeling hotter than he felt on Saturday?
Hey, Munda, I'm radiator hot.
So DJs check, soccer players check, rappers check. Okay, that's not bad.
All right, so what do I want to talk about?
No, but in my year, there was what was his name?
What was hot at the time during your year?
No, that's gonna
Was it soccer players, DJs, or rappers?
Ah, soccer players will forever be hot.
Yeah. Too much enthusiasm.
So, Indaba, when you like
being... too much enthusiasm.
You like being dribbled when I crank rent, ne?
No, I really...
And they do dribble.
I have an amazing body, and I really enjoy exploring it. Like, I'm a different species in that... My truth is my truth. I know it may not be your truth, but I accept your truth to be your truth. My truth is my truth. So therefore, when I explore your body, I know that sexual power is like a really mighty, powerful engagement.
Hey, Scoop.
I was about to say the same shit.
What up, Scoop?
Yeah, what? Fuck y'all niggas.
Anyway, before you get to what you want to talk about, while you're looking through your phone.
Yeah.
So our girls got a... Well... People call it champagne. It's not champagne. It's MCC. Champagne is called champagne because it comes from Champagne, France. Mm-hmm. So, kind of what's the name? Hey, it's not being Bonang. It's something, man. Oh, the House of B&G. Mm-hmm. Yes, she launched it today.
What's that?
It's Bonang's MCC, man.
What's that?
A so, MCC.
Yeah? Pinky? What?
Guys, MCC is sparkling wine.
Oh,
but it's called MCC. So I get on a little JC LeRoux.
Oh, yeah, Bonang.
Oh. Hey.
Oh, nice.
Man, you should have said that.
But I said she's got an MCC.
Dude, it's like
though.
Going to Venda and you go past Cape Town. It's too far. It's unnecessary. Just go straight. But sometimes I'm not fit. I'm going to go straight. Yeah, straight, man. It takes long.
Okay, Bonang has got alcohol.
Oh, nice.
Done for Bonang.
Yeah. It was about time.
But the bottle looks crap, though.
The bottle's
crap. The branding looks crap.
What do you mean?
It just looks too glittery. The bottle is gold.
No, we like glitter, honey. And if we like it, hey. But
the alcohol, look, the whole thing, like she's apparently been inducted into the House of what Association in when you make those kind of things. So that's kind of pretty cool. But like the bottle looks crap. Mm. In all
According
honesty.
To you as a like a dick or a vagina, like oh neutral.
Because
the thing is, when you judge things, you must remember you judge it from a male point of view.
No. I'm judging it from a consumer point of view.
Because you know
MCC,
all consumers.
MCC, a.k.a. Bonang.
The letters.
No.
So, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H-I-J-K, I have alcohol.
So, Indaba, while I was outside waiting at Times Square yesterday.
When you were listening to AKA.
He was busy getting back with Zinhle.
Yeah.
Because that's also something that people feel like they should get into. And everybody is like, when did you go back? Oh, we were there with you when he left.
What? No. People are only finding out now.
Yes.
And we showed. She mentioned it.
Yes.
Wow. That was like last year already.
And see, that's where we say people don't watch. So you can tell us who are the soccer players.
And you know, there was actually. Do you know when I was shooting that Zinhle interview, right?
Yeah,
at the end, if you check, it just cuts abruptly.
Yeah.
It's because AKA called.
Oh,
and they were having.
But
like
there was a call that happened during the interview as well,
and it was him.
Oh, still,
yes.
And then, there was
a vendor man in the building.
It could go get down.
There was a vendor man in the building.
So there was a part where they were having like a argument, whatever.
Oh,
so,
really?
So out of respect, I didn't put it in the interview.
Why?
No, man, because like she welcomed me into her house and that's a private matter.
Such a nice guy.
They were fighting over you.
Come on now.
Maybe. Oh. The vendor jigs. Those are the ones only khamang. It's too much. Kwaberek. You don't even enjoy yourself. Go reki work. Harimini or whatever. Harimini.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
It's the base. Okay, cool.
I saw something very funny. Not funny, but like very bizarre. Have you ever seen a gay beggar?
Yeah.
Yes, there's one in Rosebank.
There's a gay beggar?
Yes, Rosebank. He's been there for the longest time.
They don't look so good.
For real?
Yeah. When YFM was still in Rosebank and I happened to be an employee of the company, every time I went to work, I would actually see the guy. It's before Rosebank became the way it is now because it looks like a completely different beast.
Yeah, I was at Rosebank the other day. Dude, it's changed, bro.
Yeah.
You should get high, go there. It's the best.
Oh, it's changed.
A mindfuck.
When we used to work there, it's changed, bro.
Because like, we worked in a construction site. They were still doing the Gautrain, building the other part of it. And fuck.
My sister said, well, oh my God. Being a ghost is hard.
Okay, wait. What did your sister say?
I know, only defile the land. I mean, the McG.
Oh. Defile Zaka?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When you used to hang around the Shimza, when you guys were best friends.
Yeah.
And hanging out in clubs.
Yeah, what
and
happened?
Then saying hi to the girls.
Yeah, I used to charm my leftovers. Are those the files?
The leftovers. Hey, just a keep on. Just so. To feel like, how you do my tomorrow? You heard it here on Podcast and Chill. Podcast and Chill. Oh my God.
Okay, what else did I want to talk about?
Yeah.
Tell us, Chief.
Oh, what's worse? Okay, this is for Ghost Lady.
Oh, okay, cool.
What's worse?
Yeah.
Your nigga leaving you?
Yeah.
For a side chick?
Yeah.
Or a side nigga?
What's worse to who?
To you.
To have a side nigga?
No. So, what's worse for you to have?
A guy
Your
or a girl?
Guy leaving you for another girl or for another guy?
I think for me, what's worse is a girl. Because it's my level. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I know. With a guy, you can't compete.
I can't compete. So, it's like, fuck it. You are who you are.
You're picking your battles.
I actually be like, okay, I understand. Well, clearly, you're not in the same. You know, chummy, what's up? How did my cook taste? Was it a different experience? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm glad I got you some. But like with a girl, I don't know, Chief. Mm. We're not born. Like, I believe like when you're done, you know when you're done. Mm. And you need to say so. Mm. And the thing is, no matter how much it hurts, it's always better when you're told. To find out,
it happens.
Really? Because then you do out. It, ne?
No, I don't do that. I'm a very model citizen. I'm like, did you hear the president was stuck in a train today?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was funny, man.
I was like, yeah.
Wait,
says you right, nigga.
Cyril.
Yes.
TIA, this is Africa.
Oh, shit, no way.
He was stuck. He decided to take a train from somewhere.
Is he claustrophobic, though?
Nah, he seemed very chilled.
Nah, he seemed chilled. Well, he had to act chilled. He didn't have a choice. Because he was stuck.
Anyway, no.
Okay, it's up. He can't get... Oh, and he wanted to be a train safer because he was busy there sticking his head out and shit.
If it was Donald Trump, he'd be like, we're going to make trains great again.
No, but the blackouts are fucked up and it's because of him. Actually, you realize that...
No, it's because of Mozambique.
We're going to blame him. Come on.
There was...
We had them before Mozambique happened, about a month ago.
It's so severe now because there's some...
It's a hurricane, and we spoke about it when we started.
Yeah, because the hurricane. It affected
That's bullshit.
Oh,
smoke screen.
Eh?
Is that a smoke screen?
Yeah. Just gonna fucking use any excuse to...
But to come in between, not that you guys are not making relevant statements, but at the end of the day, if there's somebody who's deciphering money, there's always gonna be an issue. And the fact is, Eskom has been... milking money for like decades.
Zuma stole money. There wasn't that many of this shit that we've never gotten to stage four with Zuma.
Yeah,
no, if you think about it.
The load shitting now is hectic, man.
I mean, Zuma is like a gangster. Would you fuck Zuma over? Would you just start fucking load shitting at that level? What's about Zuma is the president? He will fuck you up and your cousin. You don't even know which cousin you have. Please. Don't mess around with Zuma. Zuma's the real shit. He's
a G.
You see?
No, he's a G because his middle name is Gedlehlekisi, so that's why I call him a G.
Oh, wow.
Why do you know that?
Yeah, because he's Len. Len Malak.
Oh, and you know what Gedlehlekisi means?
No, we don't, man.
It means somebody who will stab you in the back while laughing at your face.
Oh, wow.
You know there's a saying in Sotho that says, Bitso lebekise rom. Your name is your curse.
Yeah.
Yes, that's Jacob.
I saw Zoda Wabantu's got a reality show now.
Oh, Zoda Wabantu.
What is she wearing clothes in the reality show?
Who's Zoda Wabantu?
The girl that dances naked.
No, I just know the meat lady. The rest I don't.
Her friend. Her competition.
Oh my god. Yeah, I clearly I'm too busy. I guess.
Busy with Muflev.
Fuck off. That dick never made it. It tried. You didn't get to the qualifiers.
I think I'm too young for this episode today.
I saw a video of a woman proposing.
Oh, really?
That's like a thing now.
Hey, you better be scared. Len, when I mean, look at our potential, or that is seriousness. They're not going to enter.
Not agree.
Would you ever propose? To
me?
A nigga, yeah.
Oh,
okay, you know, in common dialect, right?
Yeah.
When we misconstrue the word propose, ne? Like when you make, there's a lot of people who say, oh, no, you are proposing to a girl, but that could also run into.
Nah, you're getting too technical. She knows what I mean.
Hey,
please,
marriage.
No. Now there are some guys that I felt like, yeah, no, this is forever. But I think when I got sober, I was like, no, it's not. Yeah, we must work.
What have you done sober?
A few things. Listen, Len, now Mudimu allowed for me to be existing in this space. Bali Timile, yes. I was just going to say, like, I'm woke. It's very different when you're, like, learning shit and then, you know, existing.
Mm.
When you're woke... you dictate whatever happens next.
Ooh.
I saw you in December, and I said to myself, that would be so cool if I could be here.
Oh, wow.
And I kid you not, I meditated, and I was like, that would be really dope. I know the posters. Like, that's why I know that was... Anyway, so...
The small dog and the big dog.
You can come and say, I manifest shit, man.
Wow.
I saw you in many... You know, I had a dream about you the day that he called.
Wow.
But Len was being weird in the dream.
What else is new?
Yeah, no. You were being very weird.
Okay, what did I do?
You were running around naked with thin legs.
But I do have thin legs.
Oh my god, it's the truth! It's the truth! Ah, look at premonition.
It was the radiator.
Yeah. It was hot!
So I was naked. Hopefully I did not have flavor.
Didn't. I wasn't. Yeah, me and you. Cool. You like different women.
Oh, now you want to get in the flavor act. Oh, 10 years later.
Yeah, no. That's how he rolls. He late karma, but he comes.
Who let no more flavor?
Why you gotta take us to a dark place? Why, Madam Mac? Anyway, see.
Load shedding.
Please, God, let nobody see this episode.
Was he shedding his load?
He didn't shed any load. Oh. Now, Balla. Man, that was not my fault. This is not part of it, right?
Part of the podcast.
Yeah,
no, we'll cut this out. Don't worry.
Oh,
we'll cut
this out. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. Post edit.
Yeah, post edit.
We'll plus, nobody it. Watches anyway.
Yeah.
We that's, love you.
That's my line.
Don't say that about the podcast. I really do like it. And I don't think it's nice that you say that. Fuck y'all guys. It's going to make it. All right? It's going to be like fucking epic. Okay.
So when do you think we'll get to 100,000? Because you put it out in the air. I mean, in the universe. That you're going to be here.
Yeah.
So let's put it out in the universe.
Well, it took me December. I guess they get that way. So. What? You guys are like whack. So let's see. January, February, March. Okay, March, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that means
April, May, June, July. I know the song.
So you think by July we'll have 100,000?
Yeah, why not?
And then Shoma Josie is going to come.
Dude, I can do splits. You don't even need to show my face. You just show me doing splits and then you guys talking in the background. That's it. That's already 100K.
Meh.
Done.
What, have you wanted to be famous? Because, like, dude, you are so cool, bro. I wish you could come every week, but you're too busy for us.
I can give a little in. Hurry. I don't compete. I just take over. Hey, you know, that's what's up.
I was waiting.
Take that kiss and run with it.
No. We're not about competition. Don't, like, that's why when he was saying, like, you know, when he was saying, you are number two.
Was it painful when they took out, like, the ingrown hair?
No, it wasn't. I didn't feel anything.
Oh, and then, Mac, I wanted to ask you, like, because I'm an avid fan.
What's up?
Why do you flirt all the time with the guests?
Oh, the female guests.
Yeah.
Because girls like to be flattered. So that's how you get them to be comfortable.
They like to be what?
Flattered.
Oh. Okay.
But what? Okay. Okay, maybe. I don't know. Not give a shout out for you. You're like, I'm confident.
No, serious. They like to be flattered. So
that's what how am you get I? Them more am I like a transvestite? Like, where am I?
Because he hasn't flirted with you.
Because I mean, like. And I sound like. Like, what's going on? Am I ugly, Lynn? Are you trying to tell me something? Like,
no, I think.
Maybe I didn't know.
No, you're sleeping with the enemy. That's the problem.
Who's the enemy?
No, she
fuck
slept
you,
with.
Nigga. Fuck you, nigga. The fucking. Oh, that's what's a waste of an evening. Basically, if there's any time that I could regret, this is the time. Fucking more flavor. More fucking. Anyway. You guys got me riled up. Fuck that shit.
Oh, good. All right. So we're out of here.
This is about
This is 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's done.
No ways.
Time is done, bro.
No.
How much time do we have left?
That's a miracle.
Well, we got
Shit. We have a competition starting next week.
Oh,
competition.
Okay.
It's our like little short left type competition.
Oh, wow.
Like, we're going to give you like VIP access to like a party.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then we will accommodate you.
As the ghost
you.
Lady, I know nothing of this. But anyway, carry
as
on.
As the host, I know nothing of this.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, a friend of ours is doing a party.
Oh.
In Poch.
In Poch, yeah.
So you get to... Oh, Casper's going to be performing there.
Oh,
so,
and we're doing a Human Rights Day party. This
Oh,
Wednesday.
Yes. Wow.
It's so nice to be the guest and not nothing. Like...
No, we're going to send you the memo after this.
Yeah, so if you're out in Midrand this coming Wednesday, make sure you come through to Plantation.
Not even
Cafe.
Midrand. If you're in Centurion, Centin, chances are you won't have power. It's
are you
fine.
Come
we got
sleep.
Your back.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah, I've been to There's most of your parties. In fact, I've been to all your parties.
Ah, you're lying. Now you're acting like you're a stalker now.
I am a stalker.
You know.
Why would I be something else?
You know.
Hey, listen, Kitilogo Midrand, on the 16th of November, I was in Rustenburg, and my family was like, yeah, we need to use your car.
Were you
like,
in Rustenburg on the day?
No.
Okay, cool. Just checking how deep your stalkerish levels are going.
Finish?
Yeah.
Ignore him.
Okay, thanks. As I was saying, so I remember I had to be back, like, somewhere 16 or something. You had a party called Midrand.
Recharge.
That was in December.
Yeah,
you said November.
Okay, Lennon, doesn't matter yet.
Please. Mm. Okay, I found you in December, remember? Mm. In my drunk days.
Mm.
When I found you, I came to Recharge. And then I saw you, Mac. And then I was like, what am I going to say? Like, hi, I'm the guy who watches you.
I'm the guy.
And, then I'm the guy. And I was just like, ah, no. So I had two tequilas. I have a slip to prove. Because you need evidence, Elaine. And then I was like, I saw you walking around. You look nervous, Mac.
Ah.
And I was like, side. And then I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm not going to like stick around. And then, okay, the other's like, it'll be too late. But it's been good times. I've been having fun.
What had happened
life.
Was...
Dude, we need you back. I got 50 seconds left. When are you coming back? You got to come back, dude.
Ah, when you call me, call. But right, load shedding isn't the issue. I'll be back, motherfuckers. Lights on.
So are we going to go back to recharge?
Yeah, we'll go back there
soon. Oh, that'd be so dope.
Yeah.
Although the parking is not so great, eh? I felt like I was going to be attacked.
But anyway, so we're out at Plantation Cafe this coming Wednesday, 20th of March.
The right to party.
And Thursday. Shit, should I drop Dineo Ranaka on Thursday? Because it's a public holiday, or Wednesday.
Yes. No, Thursday.
Thursday.
Drop it on Thursday.
We avid listeners are like waiting.
No, but people mostly like watch this at work. And no one's going to be working on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
So drop it on Wednesday. Drop it Wednesday. Drop it Wednesday.
All right, cool. We out of here. Boom. Podcast in jail.
Can't believe it. That was so quick. What the fuck was it drinking?
Like flavor.
Podcast and chill. Mac G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.